Hello guys, it's me again. I hope you have enjoyed your holidays. This time I want to talk about another topic of effortless English, which is about beliefs. Okay, let's get started. Belief is another factor that can affect, that can influence our psychology and that can make our emotions weaker or stronger. It depends on the belief that we have, the belief that we believe in. There are two kinds of beliefs: limiting beliefs and empowering beliefs. Let's first talk about limiting beliefs. Limiting beliefs is not good at all. It's very negative. Limiting beliefs is a belief that stops us. It prevents us from improving, from getting better, for example, from learning English better, easier, more effortless, or something. And according to AJ, a lot of students, including me, we have these limiting beliefs. For example, all these limiting beliefs come from our bad experiences with English in the past. So most of us have these limiting beliefs, bad experiences. And a lot of us, again including me, we have English trauma. English trauma is a very intensive limiting beliefs. It's a kind of emotional hurt that we have from our bad experiences with English in the past is an intensive limiting belief. English trauma. So as I told, these limiting beliefs come from our bad experiences in the past. For example, when you used to go to English classes or we were in school and we had all those bad experiences that, for example, these experiences made us to believe that, to think that we are not good at English, or for example, English is very difficult, or I can't learn English, it's impossible for me. And they are not good at all because they limit us. They prevent us from being better. So they are not good at all. So we should get rid of these limiting beliefs. But how? AJ Hook mentioned we have to, because limiting beliefs come from bad experiences, there are some references that actually form these limiting beliefs. These references are our bad experiences in the past. So we have to question these references to make these limiting beliefs weaker. For example, about these references, our English classes in the past. We can ask these questions. For example, are they actually using the best methods, for example, the research-based methods for teaching us English? For me, it's not. I'm doubtful. I was going to English classes for around 2 years, and after that, my English classmates and I decided to quit because it was beneficial at all. And if I want to make an example about their wrong and bad methods, for example, especially in higher methods, in intermediate, higher courses, in intermediate levels or something. For example, there was a reading, and that reading, for example, included a lot of new words, 40 new words, for example, 50 new words. The first thing that our teacher used to do to learn this lesson, for example, our English teacher, he or she, wrote these new words and explained them, for example, in English by making examples or something. And after that, we read the reading and answered the question. But after that, we were asked to talk about this reading by using of those new words. But those new words were new words. They were new to us. We couldn't use them, for example, to talk about this topic. For example, imagine that you want to listen to one of effortless English, and after listening just once, you are going to talk about it. So it's difficult, at least for me, for my classmates, it was difficult. So it influenced our emotions And we felt very bad. For example, in this Let's Talk challenge, we are asked to talk about a topic after we listen to it at least 30 times, not just once. Once is not enough. So it's not a deep learning method. So the method that were used in my English classes were not deep methods, were not good methods at all. And I can make a lot of examples and I can show that the methods were not good. So my beliefs are not true. My limiting beliefs are not true because they are based on the experiences about the English classes, and in that English classes the methods were not appropriate for teaching English, and that's why I couldn't learn English very well. That's why after going to English classes for a long period of time, I couldn't speak English fluently. That was because of the methods. It's better for us to eliminate these limiting beliefs step by step by question the references. And it's better for us to replace those limiting beliefs with empowering beliefs. Yes, empowering beliefs. Now let's talk about empowering beliefs. Empowering beliefs are very good. They are the beliefs that give us power, that make us improve easier, better, more effortless. For example, one empowering belief that is mentioned in this lesson is English can be fun and effortless. Fun, like the mini stories that we have in Effortless English. It's a good reference for this belief that English can be fun and English can be easy or effortless. A reference for this that I can mention is about a website, and I saw this website in Zabanshanas. It was a website about estimating how many English words that you know. And it has some statistics, some tables, some graphs about known native language and non-native speakers, the ones who learn English. And there was a graph, there was a table, actually. I put this table, you can take a look at table. This table shows the relation between the number of words that people know, non-native speakers actually know, and the feeling, their beliefs about English. And it shows, if you take a look at it, it shows that for the people who know a lot of English words, more English words, they have this belief that English is easy for them. And for the people who know less words, they believe that English is hard for them. So it can show that the more you think English is easy, the more you believe English is effortless, the more you can learn English words, the more you can speak English better. And it can be a reference for this empowering beliefs that English can be easy, English can be effortless. So English can be fun and effortless. It's an empowering belief. And another empowering belief is, which is mentioned in this lesson, is our brain is natural, is a natural language learning machine, and it is, because in this way we learned Farsi, our native language. And if you want to compare Farsi with English, I think, in my opinion, Farsi is much more complicated than English. Look at the grammar, it's more complicated. Look at the dictation, for example. We write something, we read something else, and when we want to speak, we say something else. For example, we write mikhavanim, we read mikhanim. When we want to speak, for example, to our friends, we say mikhunim. So this and a lot of other examples show that Farsi is much more complicated than English. And when we could learn Farsi in a natural way so we can learn English, it wouldn't be impossible for us to learn English. So because our brain is a natural language learning machine. And and these and other empowering beliefs are very important for us, or about the people who can speak English very well, or other languages. For example, Steve Kaufman is mentioned in this lesson. He believed that English is fun and effortless. Or there was another guy who is very successful, an Italian guy who is very successful in learning English. Not just English. He knows 10 different languages. He was an Italian guy. I read about him in Zabonshanas, I think. It was an article by Mr. Kambis. And Mr. Kambis, thank you. Thank you for your good, for your compelling and inspiring articles. Thank you. Okay, anyway, if we want to be successful like these guys, we have to have the same beliefs as them. For example, English can be fun and effortless, and you should love English or something. So every day, it's better for us, according to AJ Hogg, that we write down these empowering beliefs and repeat them. For example, English can be fun and effortless. Repeat them again and again, and doing an incantation. Incantation is a sentence or something that if you repeat it again, it will happen to you. And in this way, for example, when we are preparing ourselves for learning each of these lessons, for example, we are doing our posture, we are breathing deeply, or we are smiling, it's good to repeat these empowering beliefs. For example, English can be fun and effortless. For example, I'm a good English speaker or something, or I have another thing. English is a piece of cake. And in this way, you can put your body in a good position, and you can put your beliefs and you can put your emotions in a good emotional state. And in this way, you can learn English better. About my incantation, about my empowering belief, which is English is a piece of cake, disadvantage about is it's when you repeat it again and again and again, you may get hungry about it. So you may want to have a piece of cake, and you may get fatter as you are improving in English. But all in all, it's good. I recommend you to do this. And if you have another incantation or empowering English that you use, you repeat it again and again and again, you can write it. You can write it down for us in the comments, or you can recording your voice and saying it and share it with me and my friends. Okay, and the other friends. Thank you. Thank you for listening. I don't want to be talkative. Sorry if it lasts long. Sorry. And I hope we all can get rid of these bad and limiting beliefs and cling to empowering beliefs. And thank you. And I hope you can enjoy your English learning. And bye-bye.